This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a planned hostage-for-prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement late Wednesday, he said contacts on the deal were continuing. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In an exclusive interview Wednesday, Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy spoke to VOA's Carol Van Dam.
What can you tell us about the ceasefire, and what are you expecting to happen after the 4 days are over?
There is no ceasefire. The war continues. What we have now is a temporary cessation, a temporary four-day pause in order to facilitate an evacuation of 50 hostages. The arrangement we have now is to get 50 hostages, women and children. There is a baby who is only 10 months old, who has been held hostage by Hamas for nearly 50 days now. There's a three-year-old girl who's been held hostage. She's an orphan because Hamas murdered her parents in front of her.
That's Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy speaking to VOA's Carol Van Dam from Jerusalem. Authorities say there's no indication of a terrorist attack in the vehicle crash and explosion that left two people dead at a checkpoint on the American side of a U.S.-Canada bridge. The vehicle was speeding Wednesday from Niagara Falls, New York, towards the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries. The crash raised concerns on both sides of the border.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash. We have identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
But New York Governor Kathy Hochul cautioned the investigation is in its early stages. The incident prompted the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. The other three later reopened. This is VOA News. Ukrainian troops face difficult defensive operations on parts of the Eastern Front with bitter winter cold settling in, but forces in the south are still conducting offensive actions, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday. Russian troops launched offensives on different sections of the front line in Ukraine's east this autumn, trying to advance on the devastated town of Avdiivka in the northeast between the towns of Lyman and Kupiansk. Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022 and now controls nearly a fifth of its territory. A Ukrainian counteroffensive underway since June has made no major breakthrough. Nigeria's former central bank governor, Godwin Emefiele, was granted bail on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports he faces six counts of fraud and corruption.
So we've probably come to Spagomi more.
Meanwhile, Paris wants to deter the use of large sports utility vehicles or SUVs in the French capital. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A referendum will be held in response to concerns about safety and pollution, as Deputy Mayor David Belliard explains.
First, it is to say to manufacturers, stop building this type of car because it is too expensive, too polluting and completely unsuitable.
Bicycles and pedestrian-friendly policies have steadily reduced the number of cars in Paris over the past 10 years, but the average size of cars in the capital has increased. Paris City Council argues SUVs consume more fuel than a standard vehicle.
That's Reuters' Sean Hogan. Now here's David Doyle on Nigeria's central bank.
Emefiele, who oversaw a much-criticized system of multiple exchange rates designed to keep the Naira currency artificially strong, was suspended as the head of the central bank in June and detained by security services. He was governor for 9 years, mostly under current President Bola Tinubu's predecessor, Muhammadu Buhari. On Wednesday, a judge granted bail subject to the provision of a 300 million Naira bond, that's roughly $333,000, and two sureties with properties in an upmarket district of Nigeria's capital.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday in Santiago he would visit Antarctica alongside Chile's President Gabriel Boric to witness firsthand the deadly impact of the climate crisis. The two men will arrive in Antarctica on Thursday and will visit multiple sites before returning to Chile on Saturday. They will also participate in the launching of a weather balloon ahead of the COP28 climate summit, which starts next week in Dubai. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.